The Death Cure by James Dashner. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Chapter 1. It was the smell that began to drive Thomas slightly mad. Not being alone for over 3 weeks, not the white walls, ceiling, and floor, not the lack of windows or the fact that they never turned off the lights, none of that. They'd taken his watch. They fed him the exact same meal 3 times a day. Slab of ham, mashed potatoes, raw carrots, slice of bread, water. Never spoke to him. Never allowed anyone else in the room. No books, no movies, no games. Complete isolation. For over 3 weeks now, though he'd begun to doubt his tracking of time, which was based purely on instinct. He tried to best guess when night had fallen. Made sure he only slept what felt like normal hours. The meals helped, though they didn't seem to come regularly, as if he was meant to feel disoriented. Alone. In a padded room devoid of color, the only exceptions a small, almost hidden stainless steel toilet in the corner and an old wooden desk that Thomas had no use for. Alone, in an unbearable silence, with unlimited time to think about the disease rooted inside him. The flare, that silent, creeping virus that slowly took away everything that made a person human. None of this drove him crazy. But he stank, and for some reason, that set his nerves on a sharp wire, cutting into the solid block of his sanity. They didn't let him shower or bathe, hadn't provided him with a change of clothes since he'd arrived, or anything to clean his body with. A simple rag would have helped. He could dip it in the water they gave him to drink.